Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Home opener time in Biloxi at MGM Park. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos underway at 6:35. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by a very special guest today, Daryl Thompson. Daryl, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Sunday was an incredibly special appearance for you. Not only was it your first appearance in a Shuckers uniform, but after a seven-year career in independent ball, was your first appearance in affiliated ball. How special of a moment was that?
It was a very special moment. I've been waiting for this a long, long time. You know, this is always in the background of why I did the things I did in any ball and stayed with it. And, you know, it's now that the internet's out, you see these memes and these videos. And one of the videos I saw that really stuck home to me was, if you never give up, the only thing left at some point is going to be succeed. So that's kind of what I stuck to. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to go out and have a good performance on opening day, but I also know it's a marathon, so we got many, many more to go, so got to stay locked in and be ready for the grind for the full year.
What was the emotion like after you walked off the mound? Because not only was it your first appearance, you also struck out four batters in what ended up being six up, six down to end it.
The emotions stay the same. It's game time competition. Those emotions are always going to be there, just being the competitor that I am. But it was really good. It was a great team win, great series win, and that's how we wanted to start off the year. But, I mean, you look it up and down our bullpen, and even on this team, we're a really nasty team. And I understand I'm coming from indie ball, so I have a biased thing. But I can see from playing in the spring training games and, you know, kind of looking around the leagues, but I can definitely tell this is going to be a very good team to be playing for this year.
You played in indie ball for 7 years, everywhere from the Pecos League to the American Association to the Atlantic League to the Rockingham County Baseball League to the Frontier League and everywhere in between. How incredible of a journey was that, going from Roswell, New Mexico 7 years ago to now opening day and a home opener in AA?
Getting closer and closer every step up the ladder. That's, you know, that was the biggest goal I set out when I was in grad school, when I decided to go to the Pecos League, not knowing what the Pecos League was too. But I did tell myself, I'm going to climb this ladder as long as I can go up. And, you know, until the time comes where I come crashing down, that's, you know, when I'll retire, or, you know, someone's going to tell me I'm not good enough to play anymore. You know, that day will come, but it's not going to be anytime soon. But, you know, it was really hard in 2017. I had a really rough year and Velo was down. And I think that was the real big turning point. I had like a pretty much a mental breakdown because I was like, I can't be being 82 to 84 anymore. And that's not going to get me picked up. And then I think in 2018 is when I really started to dive into the biomechanics of pitching and really started putting my exercise science background to use. And, you know, my athletic window was there so I could use it. But it was just a matter of learning what to do and the timing of everything and then just training pretty much driveline style training in the off seasons to gain the velo. And then once the velo was there, that's when, you know, the big strikeout numbers started coming up, and that's when interest in MLB teams really started to get picked up too.
You have an exercise science degree from Shenandoah University in West Virginia, which is a Division III school that now plays in the Old Dominion Athletic Conference. How much does not only playing Division III baseball, but how much does having an exercise science degree help you in the game of baseball as a whole?
I can definitely, well, for one, playing D3 baseball, our D3 team, I'll start there. Our D3 team was very, very good. Our closer was up to 100 my senior year, so he ended up getting signed by the Nationals, so shout out Phil Morris.
Well, and the ODAC is no slouch in baseball.
Yeah, the ODAC is really coming up now. So, you know, the one thing I will get to say was I was the first ever ODAC pitcher of the week and first ever ODAC pitcher of the year. So, you know, I got that title on me for the Shenandoah side anyway. But yeah, D3 baseball is very good. It's very underrated, but it's those guys that get overshadowed for various reasons. Mine growing up was, I was the really, really skinny guy. So, you know, I was 6'2", 145 pounds when I graduated high school, but luckily head coach Kevin Anderson saw, you know, promise in me, and I had a chance to start as a freshman. So I couldn't let that down. So being having my 4 years there, that really helped. And then taking it to the exercise realm, athletic training is what I was in graduate school for, and I was working on that in my master's on my senior year. But, you know, I never actually wanted to go the indie ball route. In my mindset at the time, I was like, I'm going affiliated or bust, you know, or I'll go that route. And then the draft came and gone, and I went unsigned, and I'm sitting there like, I do not want to be doing this the rest of my life. So baseball it was, and luckily, you know, I had the opportunity to go to the Pecos with a teammate, and, you know, my journey just kind of started there, and I'm glad it's still going.
from the Invaders to the Shuckers. It's been quite the journey, now a part of the Brewers organization. So far, 4 days into the season, what's been your favorite part of being with the Shuckers in 2023?
I think the Brewers, just in general, the whole organization is very, they're very keen on letting you be the individual that you are, and they want you to tap into that, and they're going to show you what your strengths are, and they want you to tap into that too. So, you know, I have some lower hanging fruits here and there, like everyone's always going to have stuff to work on, but I think the Brewers and the Shuckers, definitely with Will and all those guys in the pitching department, they've really helped me learn what I'm really good at and what to tap into. And, you know, and if I have any questions, they're always there to kind of help me out. But this team and this organization is really great to play for.
Well, Daryl, thanks so much. Best luck this year. And it's so cool to just see you out there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 635.